Good evening. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. This takes place every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Well, recently I've discovered several new classical works that I want to share with you. Or I should say they're not exactly new, but they are new to me. And one of them, a friend and colleague here at KKRN suggested, it's a symphony by British composer Ralph Vaughan Williams called the Sinfonia Antarctica. The symphony is cold, stark, lonely, and beautiful all at the same time. It features a narrator and soprano soloist, as well as a full symphony orchestra. So we're going to hear that a little later this evening. Also included is a piano work by another modern British composer, Benjamin Britten, this being his first piano concerto. And along with that will be a set of American preludes by Argentine composer Alberto Ginastera. And we will conclude with Frederick Delius's First Cuckoo in Spring. So stay tuned right here to Intermountain Classics on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County, KKRN 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. Good evening, this is Tom Diskin. Welcome to Intermountain Classics on KKRN, bringing you beautiful classical music every week on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County. Tonight's program features two very special works for piano, and later in the program, a symphony celebrating the exploration of Antarctica by Robert Falcon Scott. Stay tuned for this exciting program of beautiful and unusual classical music. And to start things off, let's listen to conductor Evgeny Svetlanov and the USSR State Symphony Orchestra in the piano concerto by British composer Benjamin Britten. This concerto was written in 1938 and revised in 1945 and was dedicated to composer Lennox Berkeley. The piano soloist in the recording is the well-known Svatoslav Richter. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening this evening. Britten's first work for piano and orchestra was written for himself to play at a promenade concert in 1938. In 1945, the original slow movement, recitative and aria, was replaced with a newly composed impromptu movement, which is what we heard in this recording. We've heard Evgeny Svetlanov and the USSR State Symphony Orchestra, along with pianist Sviatoslav Richter, in this recording of Benjamin Britten's revised first piano concerto. Alberto Ginastera composed his 12 American preludes near the end of his early and most explicitly nationalistic period. This piano work and others from this period, such as the Danzas Argentinas and the Creole Faust Overture, were all works that drew directly on regional folk styles and themes, especially those of his native Argentina. The dozen short pieces in the series include musical evocations of and tributes to composers hailing from both North and South America, including Roberto Garcia Murillo, Juan José Castro, Aaron Copland, and Héctor Villalobos. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for tuning in tonight. In the 12 American Preludes by Argentine composer Alberto Ginastera, the term American here is taken in a broader sense than Yankee listeners sometimes assume. The dozen short pieces in the series include musical evocations of and tributes to composers hailing from both North and South America. Be sure to stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM. In the next hour, we will hear a symphony based on the soundtrack for the 1947 movie Scott of the Antarctic.